We're going to be discussing today the issue of known as Yosham. So today there's a proliferation of the idea of Nasa Mikemach Yosham. We find many products labeled Yosham. And we just want to understand, what is this issue of Yosham? Why is it an issue? Is it an issue? And hopefully Be'ez Hashem will gain some perspective on what Yoshan is all about. Now, the Isser of Yoshan, of Chodosh, really in Halacha, it's not called Yoshan, it's called Chodosh. We call Yoshan those things which don't have the Isser of Chodosh. Now, the Isser of Chodosh is something which is in the Torah. It's an Isser deraisa, which is in this week's parasha, Parashas Emor. And the Torah discusses that we bring the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. And the Torah says, V'lechem v'koli v'charma lo yisoichlu ad etzam yem hazeh ad yem aviyachem es omer atnufa. So the Torah says that we may not eat from any of the new crop of wheat which grew before the bringing of the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach until the Korban is brought on the second day of Pesach.
Going back how far? Wheat.
Whenever, till the last Pesach. Anything which grew from the last Omer until this Omer is going to be Aser until this Omer comes. So every year, the Omer is what's matter the new wheat. Cool. The crop of that.
When? Sorry, I don't understand. From the whole year?
From the past year. Let's say this year. Let's say that we have the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, let's say where Mashiach came. The Beis HaMikdash is here. So on this past Pesach, so they brought the Korban Omer on the second day.
Yeah.
So going back the entire year to the Pesach before that, any wheat which grew from then until this past Pesach is osir for the duration of the year until the second day of Pesach.
And the whole world is
okay. Let's see. Let's get it. Okay. So that's the Isser of Chodesh. That no one disputes that there's an Isser of Chodesh min haTorah. There is an Isser of Chodesh. There's something which is osir because of Chodesh. That is the Isser deraisa. Now the Gemara says that is a takanos of Yechem and Zakai that after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that on the second day of Pesach, all the new crop becomes mutter only at the end of the day. Means they have to wait until the Nacht of the second day of Pesach in order to eat the Chodesh. In Chutz La'aretz, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Pei Tes, the end of the Siman speaks about Tzvias HaOmer chiefly, but the last Se'if discusses the Isser of Chodesh. He says in Chutz La'aretz you have a Sveika D'Yoymer, just like you have to keep 2 days Yom Tov because of Sveika D'Yoymer. So the deadline, the time when Chodesh becomes Mutter is actually the third day of Pesach. So the end of the third day of Pesach, Matzah of the third day, which means here Chutz La'aretz means the end of the first day of Chol HaMoed is when all the new Tavua becomes mutter with regards to Chodesh.
I think I live in Chutz La'aretz and they would be makariv on the second day of Pesach. So why do I wait on the first day of Chol HaMoed?
In the times of Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to. In the times of
Beis HaMikdash, I live in Chutz La'aretz.
Yeah, so you didn't know.
I didn't know it, but I knew
you didn't know the Kriyas HaChodesh. You don't know the Kriyas of the Chodesh. You didn't have a calendar. So just like we kept 2 days Yom Tov, because we didn't know which day is Yom Tov, so we kept an extra day of the Isser Chodesh. Okay. Now that's the Ikar HaDin of what we discussed. Now, what does the Isser include? It includes the five Chaveshes Mina Dogon, which grain? The five types of grain, Chitin, Chitos Ha'iro, Shifain, Kusmin, Shibboleth Shua, which is wheat, barley, oats, spelt, rye. There are other grain, rice, buckwheat, corn. Those are not included in the Isser. Just like the same minim that you can make matzah from, the same minim that have the Isser of chametz, the same things you have to be mafresh challah from, those are the same minim that you need to be careful about the Isser of chametz. Now, there's a number of questions regarding the Isser of chametz. Before we get to halacha lemaisa, what we do nowadays. One question is whether the Issa of Chodesh Bizman HaZeh is the Raisa Drabbanon. There are those that say that it's Drabbanon, but although most Rishonim say that it's Issa Deraisa, even Bizman HaZeh, it's actually a machlekes in the Gemara. There's another machlekes in the Gemara about whether the Issa of Chodesh is Noyeg Chutz Laaretz. That was your question. And there's a machlekes in Kedushin, in the Mishnah, about whether Chodesh is Noyeg Chutz Laaretz or not. And then there's another question, whether it applies only to wheat, or again, grain, that grew in a Jewish-owned field, or even the Shalmachrim would also have the Issa of Chodesh. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim, Simen Tav Peites, Yerdeya, Simen Reish Sadi Gimel, I believe, it says that, on all these questions, Chodesh is Aser, Bizman HaZeh, Bein b'shal Yisrael, bein b'shal Nachrim, bein b'eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz. So, according to the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, there's no room for any heter, and so there's no way to use any of the new wheat until after, you know, you have to a whole winter basically. You'd have to wait to eat the tevua from that grew that year. Now, just to explain, there are two crops. Depending on the country, depending on the climate, there are, and depending on the grain, there is the spring crop and the winter crop. Countries that are more arid only have a winter crop. Countries like the UK, you know, European countries, which it rains all year, so they're able to have two crops in the course of the year. Sorry? So the issue is always going to be about the spring crop. Because the winter crop, generally, unless you're a farmer that lives on a farm, is generally not coming to the product that you're buying. If you're going to the bakery buying something, generally the winter crop is not coming there until after Pesach. So, and that's mutter, because then it's already after Pesach. So generally, you don't have the issue with you're eating the winter crop in the spring, and you're eating the spring crop in the winter. So therefore, this time of year, beginning from Pesach till about October, there's no issue generally, because everything that's on the market is all the winter wheat, which became mutter on Pesach. The issue is mainly in the winter, starting from October, depending on the crop, depending on which grain we're discussing, that's when the issue begins. Now, Sfardim, who followed the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mechaber, basically don't have an Eitzah. They need to be makbid on Chodesh, and in the Sfardi communities, it's generally they're much more machmer on this, because they don't have really anything to rely on to be matir chodesh. However, the Ramah there's a heter that the Ramah discusses in Yerideya. And the Ramah says that it's mutter because of Sfek Sfeker. It says nowadays the Issa of Chodesh is mutter because of Sfek Sfeker. Sfek Sfeker is the idea that if you have a double doubt, meaning to say there's more than one reason, more than one chashash that could be matter this thing, so then it's mutter. It's a general halacha in Kalatera Kula. The Sfek Sfeika. So what's the Sfek Sfeika? So the Ramah says, Sfek Sfeika is like this. One sofik, whether this tvua is from this year or it's from last year. And even if you say it's from this year, but perhaps it was hishrish koidim ha'oim, which means, this Which crop has the issue? Hishrish means if it took root. If it took root 3 days, according to some, or 2 weeks, according to others, before the date of the second or third day of Pesach, then the Omer can matter it. That, then it becomes muta on that Pesach. If it took root less than that amount of time before, then it has to wait till next year's Pesach. So says the Ramah, even if it's from this year, but maybe it was hishrish, maybe it took root 3 days before the date when Chodesh becomes Mutter. So therefore it's a Sfek Sfeika. That's what Ramah says. And that's why we could be matter to eat Chodesh nowadays. The problem with this heter is that there's a famous klal that you don't say Sfek Sfeika Mishem Echod. We need to say, if it's the same, if the basis of the heter is essentially the same basis, then that can't be a Sfek Sfeika. So these two heterim, one of perhaps from last year, second of all, even from this year, perhaps it was Hishrish, it took root a little bit before the Omer, that's the same heter. Because essentially what you're saying is, perhaps this thing took root that amount of time before the Omer. What does it mean this year and last year? This year and last year means, how do you decide which tevuah is from this year, which one's from last year? The one that was Hishrish, Shleisha Yom Kodem, is considered from last year. The one that's Hishrish less than 3 days before is considered from this year. So why is that two atayim? That's a kasher that Eger brings already from the Mutzim Asia, I think. That the Ramah's heter is very difficult to understand.
How can you check? It's under the ground.
Exactly, yes. That's why it's a sophic. That's exactly what the Ramah is saying. Because we don't know, so it's a doubt. And since it's a double doubt, it's a Sfek Sfeika, that's why it's Mutter. But the question is, it's a Sfek Sfeika B'Shem Echad. So there is a teretz that I saw in the Sefer of Ma'ir She'orim from Leib Gorovitz. He brings B'Shem, his son, Libad L'Chaim B'Vavron, Lozang Zod Nishtak, that he explains, it's a whole, whole shtickle teretz, but the basis, the tamtzis is that it's actually two different heter. That the heter that the Omer or the day in Pesach, which is matir, the old wheat, is one heter, which means it's matir tevua that already grew. And then the din of hishrish is that if it's hishrish shloisha yom kain laomer, then there's a new heter which prevents the iser of chodesh from being chal on that tour. That's why it's considered a separate heter. It's considered Sfek Sfek Mishnei Shemus, and that's why the Ramah says it's Sfek Sfek. Very nice teretz, Ayin Shom, you want to be my Ayin. Yeah, it's a very nice shot. Now, so the truth is, so that's one heter. There is another heter that Roiv, which is not mentioned in the Poiskim and Shulchan Aruch, but it's something which is discussed nowadays, is that Roiv, in many countries, the Roiv of the Tevua is actually Yashan, is not Chadash. And the truth is that the United States, which has a bigger Chadash problem than the UK, I want to make that clear, the UK has the locally grown wheat, or even taking into account everything that the UK imports, is much less of a problem. The percentage that's chodosh here in the UK is very little. Whereas the United States has a bigger percentage, but nevertheless, even in the United States, according to what I've seen, what I've read about this, about 75% of the wheat planted in the United States is winter wheat. So therefore, you could have this heter of roiv. But there's another heter, which is the Bach. The Bach says that the halacha, that the minig that of to be matir chodesh, that the Ashkenazim were saying to be matir chodesh, is because they were soimach on a certain shita which holds that b'shel nachrim there's no iser chadash. That grain that grew in a non-Jewish owned field is mutter. The truth is, this bach, everyone, all the poskim are matmi on the bach. They say it's a das yochid, and even that das yochid is a big question whether it's that's really what he says or not. It's a very difficult heter to be soimach on. But the fact is that in Europe, we're talking about, you know, pre-Holocaust, for hundreds of years, the fact is the minig was to make on that chadash. They ate chadash, they weren't makted on chadash. And really, the Ramah and the Bach and others are coming to justify a minig which already exists. He said, we see the fact is that we eat chadash, and the question is just why? And they were trying to justify it based on these various teruksim. But the Mishneh Berurah, he's not the first one, but there were many gedolim throughout the Deiris that said that although the minig is this way, but the minig is that way because people feel, and that was the reality in pre-Holocaust Europe, where ruba de ruba of people were very poor, and their entire sustenance of what they lived from was grain, and if they had to be makbid on chadash, it was almost impossible to exist. There was very little left if you didn't eat any chadash, and that's why they had to be seimach on these kulas, which are not necessarily the best kulas, but they were seimach, and the gedolim ma'aser were matir. We can't say that they did anything wrong, of course. And definitely if that's what they did, they were allowed to do it. Not only that, but the Hasidim have a story that the Baal Shem Tov, I don't know if this is a reliable source or not, but there's a sefer called Baal Shem Tov Al Torah, which is a likut that was published about 100 years ago. And Baal Shem Tov, I don't know if the source, if every source he says is so reliable, but he says that there's a story with the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov had originally was makbid, like many gedolim and tzaddikim, they were machmir on themselves to not to eat chadash. And it says that he had a dream, and it was nisgalatim in a dream, that when the bach came to Shemayim, they mitzanim the gehenim to him 40 days before. So he understood from that that the Bach was matir. It was a sort of a big yashikayach for the Bach and Shemayim for being matir chodesh for Klal Yisrael.
Where did he have Gehenna?
I don't know. I don't really know what the story means. Does it mean that he was getting Gehenna for being matir it, but they were mitzanim Gehenna because, or there was Gehenna was something else? I don't know. But it could be it means something else. It means that all the Rishoyim that were in Gehenna, they got sort of a furlough of 40 days because the Bach came. It was in his chus. Again, I don't know. It says very bekitzer what does it mean. They were tzani Gehenna for him. But the story is that after that, the Baal Shem Tov said, bring me some chodesh beer. And he went and he drank chodesh beer in order to show that how great the Bach was. But the truth is that even though this story, and the story is repeated, something about the Baal Shem Tov with the Bach, we do find that even great Hasidic rabbis were makbid on Chodesh, on themselves, the Ma'aranayim, the Chernobyl, in the back of the Sefer Ma'aranayim, it says clearly about his Minhagim, it says he was makbid on Chodesh. And the Baal Tanya has a tshuva about it, and again, I don't know the minig of Chabad today. I just know that the fact is that the Baal Tanya writes that we are makbid today on Chodesh, even though previous generations didn't. He says, speaking about some other things, he says, don't think it's Yuara to be makbid on something that the previous generations didn't. He says, because we find today that we daven Exactly, there's Meir Bismano, which previous generations didn't, weren't makbid on it, and Chodesh, that the previous generations weren't makbid than we are. So, and if you look in Tav Pei Tes, the Baal Tani talks about it, he says very clearly that every person should try as much as possible to be makbid. He said, even though, you know, we can't prevent people who want to be makel, who need to be makel, don't have another choice, we can allow them to be makel, we can't stop them from being makel, but nevertheless, every person should try to be machmir. So, I don't know where this idea comes from, that the Hasidim, you know, there's no such thing, it becomes like a litvisha. There is such a way of speaking that you go to certain circles and you hear this is like a litvisha thing, to be makbid al-yosh, Hasidim are not makbid al-yosh. I don't know exactly where that attitude comes from, but I'm just telling you these few sources. I'm not familiar enough with the Chassidish and Hagim to tell you. Now, so in nowadays, what is the situation? So again, the Mishabura tells us that even though in his times in Poland people were very poor, and he says people think they can't be makbid on Chodesh because of various factors, the way people live, and he says, and therefore they have to be makel, they have to be soymech on the hatayrim. Nevertheless, Mishabura says, oh, it's not so difficult, and he gives you a whole way you have to be makbid on it. He says you could do this, you could do that, you could do that, and he tries to make it as easy as possible that, you know, you don't have to give up totally on being makbid on this. That's the Mishabura. So, now, the truth is, for many years, meaning to say, post-Holocaust, when we have so much, there's a shefa of a lot of grain, for many decades, starting from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, there was a big surplus, and there was a lot of grain, and it was assumed that everything was yashiv. It wasn't even something to be makbid on, because everything we're getting was, at least, it was all from stored grain. The problem began in the, some people say already in the 1960s, maybe the 1970s, when there were various factors that things started moving faster in the world of grain, and therefore it wasn't so available. So there were askonim in the United States, there was someone, Zohar Latoyf, Yida Tzadik, Rabbi Yosef Herman, his name was, Baal Boss, and he took on this mitzvah, and he was mamish moise nefesh, this mitzvah, and Ad HaYoyim, his children continue to perpetuate this mitzvah that he printed every year. He printed something called the Guide to Chodesh, and basically about worldwide, about all the what's available and what's not available, just to make it easy for Yidin who want to be makbid on Chodesh, that they can be makbid. You just buy the guide, and you could just check any product and find out. Now, the truth is, Rabbi Herman himself, I had this chance to meet him one time. I spoke to him. I asked him also, where does this come from, that this attitude that Hasidim are not makbid? He said, I never heard of it. He said, but I will tell you that, I said, I heard from the people who baked matzahs, which is Samarov Bielish, that he said for the matzahs, he said, it's makbid, you have to get yoshan flour. So he says, that's the only thing I know about a Hasidish Rebbe. So, again, this Yid was a big tzaddik, and he, Ad HaYoyim, this is available. And because of that, it became in a way easier, it became in a way harder. Why am I saying that? Because the heter of Sfek Sfeika is only a heter where it's Eif Shel Avruri. But when it's possible to be Mavar, then it's very difficult to be Seimach on the heter of Sfek Sfeika. So when Rabbi Herman prints his guide to Chadash, and all the information is out there, it's very difficult to say that the Sfek Sfeika, because you could find out exactly, and there's so many products out there labeled Yashin, 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 Yashin. So it's a difficult thing to say. It's so easy to be makbid today that it's a difficult thing to say. Absolutely, in a way, he made it easier for the Machmirim. But in a way, he made it more difficult for the Mekilim. Besides for that, he said himself that originally when he started, he used to be soymech ha-mesicha v'tumay. You need to say, he would call up the company, he would say, what is the production date, what does it come from, you know, whatever production date, tell me when did the grain grow, etc. And based on that information, that's what he published. There was no hashgacha on Chodesh. But he said, after so many decades of printing the guide, the companies themselves started understanding that there's a hakpada Chodesh. So he says they lost the Mesiach V'tumay, because Mesiach V'tumay means he could be soymech on what a guy says if he doesn't understand why you're asking him. If he's just saying it innocently, you just ask him facts, and he's just saying it innocently. But he says, once it became so famous that there's an Issa of Chodesh Zak Pada, so we can't even be soymech on Mesiach V'tumay. And therefore, he would make the production, that's why his production dates became even earlier because of that, because he said, I can't rely on what the company's telling me. In Eretz Yisrael, so I'll just say like this, any Israeli products that come with a Mahadran Hechsher are definitely Yashin. In Eretz Yisrael, all Mahadran Hechsher are makbar on it. Not only that, but that's, it's even makbar to have Ashgacha. Whatever they give Ashgacha on, whatever it is, the Yashin is the Ashgacha. Ashgacha is a badatz. Here in the UK, as you mentioned before, the problem is much less, because a much larger percent of the grain is anyways yashin. Not only that, but anything that's locally grown, England or Scotland, is generally yashin. What you're getting today is yashin. The main problem is the Canadian wheat that's imported. That makes the issue. So again, I'm not telling anyone what you should be doing. Every person should ask his role what to do. I'm just bringing awareness about this thing to understand the issue. What we're dealing with when we speak about Yashin, there is, again, I just wanted just to summarize. There is an Issa in the Torah of Chodesh, Me'ikar Adin. The minig by Ashkenazim for many hundreds of years was to be Mekel on Chodesh. These are facts, no one can dispute this. At the same time, many Poskim say that whoever can be makbid should be makbid. It's something to be makbid on, because it's a much more, it's just to think about it, just to put it in perspective. We have glatt kosher meat. No one, and no person, no Hamish yid, would eat meat that's not considered glatt kosher. Even though the Ramah, who says that Chodesh is svek sveka, he says that non-glatt is kosher. So what we say, no. Who's going to eat meat that's not, it's not glatt kosher? Why? Because today it's available, it's possible to have glatt. So if you have a choice in glatt and not glatt, of course you can buy glatt. So, just to put it in perspective, so we're talking about an issa, which most poiskim is an issa deraisa. That's the mitzvah. It's an issa deraisa.
Like, can you say that when that's shviz? Shmishan?
It's possibly even more common than shviz, because shviz, Lefi most poiskim is derabonim bisman hazeh. Chodesh lefi many poiskim is deraisa bisman hazeh. It might even be more common than shviz. But shviz is a very good example, because you see when it comes to shviz that there's bulletins all over which things from shmita, which things from Eretz Yisrael. Why do you have to find out? It's a suffix. Roiv is not from there. It should be samech on roiv. Why is everyone busy finding out what comes from Eretz Yisrael? Just don't look. Don't find out. But the answer is, if you could be mevarek, go be mevarek. The Issa of Chodesh is definitely more common than the Issa of Shviz. So you could be soymich, you wonder if you could be soymich on the Ramah, possibly you could be soymich, you want to say the minig was fine, but you can't say that today it's not shaykh to be mevarek. So it's possible to be mevarek, but definitely the right thing to do, if you can, is to try to be makbid as much as possible. So with so many things that are available that are yashin, it's definitely the right thing to do.
So what time of the year? It's after Rosh Hashanah, isn't it?
It's about that time, but some grain, it's usually, I think, October is the first time.
When anything is grown in October, November, December.
Harvested in October.
No. What you're getting on the shelf in October is wheat, is spring wheat from last spring.
Before Rosh Hashanah.
Is from before Pesach. Is from it's from spring wheat. It's from after Pesach.
From after Pesach, that's why you can't have it.
Before Rosh Hashanah.
After Pesach, that's why you can't have it.
No. So again. From Pesach. From this time of year.
don't have to care where it comes, when it comes from.
No, you don't have to care because you're not getting it. You're not getting anything besides winter wheat. The time when you start getting spring wheat on the shelf in your local grocery is definitely not before October.
This is planted when?
Possibly even December. There's many things, November, December, depends on... Huh?
Yeah, and then what? It's a spring from...
And that is going to be spring wheat. Spring wheat from this year is, has the problem.
Which was Nishrash after Pesach, is that the part?
Yes.
Nothing to do with the Kasira.
It was Nishrash after Pesach, yeah. Okay.
No, you're calling spring after Pesach, aren't you?
Spring wheat is... Yeah. Now, the truth is, this is another point. In Scotland, actually, according to what I heard, I don't rely on this information, but what I understand is that in Scotland, where there's a lot of oats are grown and wheat, a lot of the spring crop is actually from before Pesach. What they call the spring crop is actually being grown in February. So that also, generally, you're getting, it's also mutter, even if it's called spring wheat. So again, many times the Scottish oats, it seems to be from the machshirim over here, that getting Scottish oats, you're not going to have a problem throughout the winter generally. And again, there are, if you want, there's many times the different Kashrus agencies publish information about this, and you can access that information. Again, we're not saying that anyone who's not makbid is being over aveir, but it's definitely, if one wants to do the right thing, it's definitely, we're talking about a issue there.
They have always lists hanging up in the shul.
That's what I'm trying to say. So why if you say on spek sveka when you have something hanging in the shul, they can give you the information. Why do you have to be saying on spek sveka?
I thought you were this new flower and not being so good.
Oh.